If you want to go ahead and turn to 2 Kings chapter 2, 2 Kings chapter number 2. The Bible says, "And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, Tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, As the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto Elisha, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, As the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Tarry, I pray thee, here, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off. And they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle, wrapped it together, and smote the waters. And they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, My father, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. And he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he had also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets which were to view at Jericho saw him, they said, The spirit of Elijah doth rest upon Elisha. And they came and met him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. And they said unto him, Behold now, there be with thy servants 50 strong men. Let them go, we pray thee, and seek thy master, lest peradventure the Spirit of the Lord hath taken him up and cast him upon some mountain or into some valley. And he said, Ye shall not sin. And when they urged him till he was ashamed, he said, Sin. And they sent therefore 50 men, and they sought 3 days, but found him not. And when they came again to him, for he tarried at Jericho, he said unto them, Did I not say unto you, Go not? I want to preach a few minutes this morning, if God be my help, on this thought. We can't stop now. We can't stop now. As we see this, we see the Bible written out here, and the Lord laid this out for us in the lives of Elijah and Elisha. And we see how God is moving in this, and we see how Elisha becomes a companion of the Lord, the Lord's man, the Lord's anointed, Elijah. And they begin to walk together as one. Elisha begins to become a minister of Elisha. And for 10 years, he walks with the man of God. We remember the calling of Elisha. He was plowing with a yoke of oxen in his father's fields. And Elijah comes by and casts his mantle upon him. And Elisha takes the mantle, runs after the man of God, and he catches up with him as he's proceeding down the road. The Bible teaches there that Elijah never stopped his walk, and he kept his direction and his focus. But Elisha catches up with him and said, I pray you, said, just let me go back and say goodbye to my folks. He said, what have I done to you? Elijah asked him, said, what have I done to you? He said, it ain't me that's calling you. He said, if God's calling you, you'll come. If not, he said, it won't matter. I believe the day and the hour we live, God's still calling some folks. He's still reaching out to some folks. He's still touching folks. But a whole lot of folks just ain't listening. But I thank God for Elisha. He went back to his father's house. He took that yoke of oxen. He killed the oxen. He busted up the tools of his trade. He used them to build a fire. And he roasted up the oxen. And he ate his farewell meal with his family. Praise God. He said, I'm going after the man of God. I'm going after the things of God. He said, hey, wait a minute. What are you doing? Why are you killing oxen? And why are you busting up the wood? The tools of the oxen, the tools of the trade. He said, because I ain't gonna need them no more. He said, praise God. I've done settled in my heart. God's called me into something bigger than I am. He prayed, God, he said, I'm going to sell out right now and go with God. You know what's wrong with us today? We've never sold out for God. There's still so many things that's hindering us. We've never quit them. We've never given them up. We've never put them away so we could follow God. But I want to say today, on the authority of God's word, if we'll put these things of this world, put them behind us and put God in front of us. Keep our eyes upon Him. Praise God. I want to say this morning, there's a prize there that's far bigger than anything we could attain to in this world.
Amen.
Amen. There's a prize ahead for you and I. I'm talking about a magnificent something. So we see the Bible tells us that Elisha decides he's going to walk with the man of God. He becomes a companion. Amen. You know what we need in the world today? We need some companions for God. I'm talking about some men and women walk together for the glory of God. Somebody that's got somebody's back, amen, so we can scotch each other when we need it, and we can just keep pressing on forward. Somebody starts to slip back, we come along behind them and scotch them real good. Amen, just tell them, keep on, keeping on for Jesus, praise the Lord. There's nowhere to quit. Just press on a little harder, a little farther, praise God. It'll get better farther on. I know in my life, a lot of times difficulties has come up, but praise God, God's always got me through the difficulties. He's always brought me through the trials. He's always been, well, glory. He's always been altogether sufficient to meet every need I'd ever have. Amen. Praise God. He's brought me this far. He's brought you this far. And He'll not forsake you now. He'll keep lifting you up now. He'll keep carrying you, praise God, if He has to. He'll keep motivating you. He'll keep loving on you. He'll keep touching you by His Spirit. He'll keep telling you, praise God, that everything's going to be all right. You say, well, preacher, what about that? I want to say glory to God. You can take her to the bank when God says everything's going to be okay.
Amen.
Amen. It'd be easy to give up. It'd be easy to quit. Amen. It'd been easy just to stay in the bed this morning. Amen. You say, preacher, I can't believe you said that. I said it. It would have been easy. This flesh would have liked to lay in the bed. His flesh would like not even got up. His flesh would like to just give up. But praise God, I ain't about to give up. There's too much at stake. When I look around this church, and I see all these little faces. Praise God, I've got to keep on. I've got to persevere. I've got to do what God had me to do. I've got to stand. We've got to stand, be what God would have us to be. They need some companions. Amen. They need some companions to walk with them in this day that we live. We can't just throw our youngins to the wolves. We can't just give up, and we can't give them up. Amen. We got to walk with them. We got to direct them. We got to show them. Praise God. We got to be like Elisha. He just kept walking with the man of God. Amen. Kept going in the right direction. Amen. Just think about Elisha. Just think about all that he had missed if he hadn't stayed with the man of God. What if he had just chunked that old man off and just kept on a plowing in his father's field? Just think of what all he had missed. I mean, he got to see Elijah, praise God, move in a mighty way. He got to see the miracles that Elijah performed, not for himself, but for the glory of God. Elijah was highly used of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And Elisha was there to see that. I wonder how many of these little youngins can see the acts that God is doing in our lives, the miracles that He's performing, what He's done in this church, in this body of believers, amen, for His glory. Amen. The people, the times that the tug that He's had on the hearts and the lives of His people. Me and you. Amen. This is a personal thing. God hadn't done it for somebody down the road. Somebody, He didn't do it for somebody on the north end of the county. Amen. Listen, they're drying up out there. Churches is dying. They're going out of business left and right. But praise God, I'm glad for what God's doing right here. I'm glad He's still encamped us about His people, praise God. Those that encamp about Him, He's still doing wonderful work. He's still touching, stirring our heart. We can still feel His presence. Does it seem like it gets more difficult to see feel the presence of God? It does. Amen. Because evil is everywhere. There's an evil spirit. There's a foul spirit. Praise God. Sometimes, praise God, it gets to the point that you don't even feel like worshiping. Hello? Amen? Listen to me this morning. I'm just giving you what God's given me. But praise God, I'm glad that God hasn't geared us up to work on feelings. Praise God, He geared us up to preach and to teach and to instruct and to live by what's in this blessed old book, what thus says the Word of God. And through faith in Him, praise God, we will persevere. We will come out shouting in the end.
Amen.
They may be dark days. Amen. That'll come our way. Dark days for you. Dark days for me, dark days for each one of us. But praise God, if we just stay with God, we've got a blessed promise. That one day in a little while, the suns are going to shine. Amen. Glory be to God. Weeping may endure for a night, but glory be to God. Joy cometh in the morning. Amen. The devil may want to beat us down. The devil may want to keep us down. But praise God, we can just persevere for the joy of the Lord. Amen. Look at that glorious day when He'll touch us with a tug from heaven. Praise God. You say, what do you need? We just need to be a companion to the Lord Jesus Christ. Stay in our walk. Praise God. Stay in our talk. Don't give up. Don't give back. Hey, don't look back. Praise God. Just look ahead. Amen. Listen, you're here this morning, and the old devil's trying to get you to look, just keeps trying to drag you back. Drag you back. And drag you back. Take you back to where you used to be. Take you back to what you used to. Take you back to the hard time. Try to take you back and get you caught up in the depression of this world. Amen. But there's a God of heaven that says, you know what? I've already had glory. He said, I've already overcome the world. And they said, praise the Lord. He said, through me you can be overcomers too. He said, just keep looking to the heavens.
Amen.
To the hills from which cometh our help. He said, our help comes from the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Our help comes from, there's no help in this world. Now we try to help each other. We try to encourage each other. Amen. But our help comes from Jesus. Our help comes from the Holy Spirit of God. Our help, our leadership, our direction comes from God Almighty. And when we get that, and we get yoked together in that, praise God, well, praise the Lord, you gear a banny rooster right, and he can pull a freight train. Amen? And praise God, when God's people come together, praise the Lord, getting a yoke together, get to pull together, get one mind and one accord, praise God, our children, our grandchildren, our brothers and sisters, those that's lost, praise God, can be saved by God's marvelous grace. We just have to come together believing that God Almighty has a plan and a purpose. He come to seek and to save the lost, praise God, and He's come to, when He seeks them, He'll find them, Lord God, and save them by His marvelous grace. Pull them out of the pit, praise God.
Amen.
He'll bring them up, and He'll bring them out. I believe that's on my heart. Amen. You say, how do you know that, Pastor Jeff? Because that's what He did for me.
Amen.
And you know why? Because Jesus is my companion.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I walk with Him. Amen. I'll be honest, this old flesh would like to quit. Your flesh would like to quit. Your flesh ain't saved. Your flesh don't know what's good for it. Amen. Jesus knows what's good for you. Jesus knows what you need. He knows where you need to be. He knows what you need to do.
Amen.
Amen. And He's got guidance in His hands, praise God, to lead you in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Not for you, not for me, praise God. I don't want to be seen in this world. I don't want to be acknowledged this world. But I want Jesus to be magnified. I want Him to be the Lord of my life.
Amen.
I want Him to be my companion. Amen. I want to walk beside Him all the days of my life. Elijah said, hey, listen, said, you just tarry here. He said, no, sir. Amen. He said, I'm not going to stay here. He said, man of God, wherever you go. He said, that's where I'm going.
Amen.
He said, wherever you go. Praise God. But he said, because I've already seen a whole lot, and I'm afraid of what I miss. You know what? I like to go down to the house of God when the door's open because I'm afraid of what I miss. Amen. Seems like every time I miss a service, I miss a good one. Say, preacher, well, boy, we just shouted and had a good time. I said, praise God. I wish I was there. Amen. I don't have to say that much. Because every time the door's open, praise God, I'm going to be sitting there because I don't want to miss out. Amen. Oh, devil, I keep you out of there. You know what? When you get up of a morning, devil says, oh, why don't you just stay home today? Why don't you? You know why? Because he knows you're going to get a blessing. And the devil likes to beat you out of blessings. He likes to beat you out of what God's got for you. He's got something to give you, praise God. Every time you come to the house of God, every time you get on your faith, every time you talk to the Lord, God's got something for you, praise the Lord, if we just get the devil out of the way.
Amen.
Right. Amen. They just say, devil, get out of my face. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus' name. Praise God. Amen. Get him out of your face, praise God. Just get the praise in the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Next thing you know, you'll be where you ought to be. Praise God. You'll be able to lift up his name, shouting and praising, giving God. There'll be joy filling up in your soul. Amen. So we can't quit. Amen. Can't stop now. We got to keep moving on. Elijah said, no, sir, said, I'll not leave you. He said, I'm going to stay with you. Amen. He said, as the Lord liveth, thy soul liveth. I will not leave thee. Amen. So I'm going to stay with you. So we see God's companion, we see the man of God's companion, but then we see the spectators. Have you ever noticed for anything that you have, there's always spectators? These folks that's sitting on the sidelines as they're looking in. Amen. Now the Bible teaches here that they had knowledge. They had all kinds of knowledge. Now these fellows was down here at these places. Now if you'll read your Bible and go back in the 1st, 2nd Samuel, you'll find out that Samuel had set up schools for the prophets. He said these men that were called of God. Hello? He said Samuel gathered them together and brought them to a school where they could be together and study the Word of God and have a more sure word of knowledge. Amen? So that when Elijah and Elisha come along, these prophets was there, amen, and they were spectators. See, they didn't have what Elijah had. They didn't have what Elisha had, amen. They had the knowledge, but they had no experience. Amen, I don't know about you today, amen. I like the knowledge of God. I like to know more. I want to know all I can about my Savior. I preached Wednesday night over at Ananda on the Father's house. See, that's where I'm going one day. And I want to know all that I can know and find out about the Father's house. Amen? See, I don't understand churches anymore. Because we never preach on heaven. Oh, we'll preach on hell. And hell's an awful place and nobody wants to go. You know, you don't have to go to hell. Amen? Hell wasn't designed for you. Hell wasn't designed for human beings. Hell was designed for the devil and his angels that come out of heaven when the devil rose up and said, I will be as God. I will. He got eye problems and God kicked him out of heaven and prepared a place for him in the end. But I'm glad, praise God, that we don't have to go to that awful place called hell. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ himself came, died on the cross of Calvary, and when we accept the blood he shed there, praise God, we've been given a promise of heaven. Amen. I'm looking for heaven now. You say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm not a spectator sitting on the sideline, praise God. I'm in the game to stay, Lord God. Jesus Christ, my Lord, I'm a follower after him, praise God. And he's taking me places I've never been before.
Amen.
But you know the good thing about this? Now, I'm just trying to mind the Lord this morning. You know the good thing about this? I've been to a lot of good places in the Lord, and I've never woke up the next morning with a hangover. I've never woke up with what did I do? How did I embarrass myself? What did I get myself into? Praise God, I've come out of there shouting and praising God with the thoughts and the memories of what God has done for me, where he took me, praise God, with the blessings and the joy that he gave down in my soul. Amen. A place called heaven is out there for me and you. Amen. Those that are seeking that. But he said, these spectators, these that's on the sideline, all that Elijah done, all that Elisha done, praise God, they had the knowledge of God, had the knowledge who God was, but praise God, they had never participated in what God was doing. Amen. Amen. Glory to God, Elisha had something on them. They had the knowledge. They said, hey, listen, you know what's going to happen today? Could you just imagine them sitting on the sidelines? Here comes Elijah, that old man of God. Now, the Bible says, I preached a message on this one time. They said Elijah was a hairy man. Amen? A woolly feller. I can't call him a woolly booger in the day we lived. Amen? Covered with hair. A man that was covered, praise God. But he had the power of God on him, amen. The power of God was there. And they said they seen this hairy man come down the road. And they said, that's old Elijah. That's the man of God. Pray God. And they begin to come out as spectators. And they begin to watch Elijah. And they seen Elisha coming along with him. And they said, hey, Elijah, Elisha. He said, don't you know that your master is going to be taken away from your head today? He said, yeah, I know exactly what's going to happen. He said, why don't you just watch and learn something? Why don't you see the man of God as he's before you? Why don't you see the power of God on the man of God? Why don't you just hush a minute? He said, you've got a head knowledge, but you don't have a heart knowledge of what's going on right before you. Amen. I think a whole lot of times what's happening in the churches, we've got a head knowledge, but we don't have a heart knowledge of what God Almighty wants to do right here. Amen. God's wanting to manifest himself to us. He's wanting to pull us up close. You know, there was a time, boy, we was really getting in there. Boy, the power of God was on this place. You said, preacher, I understand what happened. I think we got away from God. You know, preacher, I think God got away from us. No, that's a lie of the devil. The Lord has never forsaken you, never left you. He's always right there. Praise God. We got to get back to Him. Amen. We got to start praying again. We got to start seeking Him again. We got to start desiring Him, because we're living in the last days. The dispensation of grace is playing out before us. Amen. It's time one day in a little while Jesus is going to call us out of here. He's going to say, come away, my beloved, my fair one. And the church of the living God, those born again believers, is going to go out of here to be with Him. Praise God, we need to be ready. Amen. We can't be spectators. We can't be sitting on the sidelines. Praise God, we need to get in. We need to take what knowledge of Him we have and apply it to our own hearts so we can get close to Him, so we can stay close to Him. Amen. Amen. Jesus asked the question, talking about when he comes back. He said, will I find faith? Amen. Will I find faith? Will He find faith? Will He find faithful people when He comes back? Now, we can look around this room today. And I could look at old brother Chris. I said, boy, will Chris be faithful when the Lord comes back? Well, I wonder about him. Is he going to be faithful? Old Larry, will he be faithful when the Lord comes? Is brother Larry going to be faithful? But praise God, you know what I need to do? I need to look at old Bink and Bill in the mirror and myself. And I said, Jeffrey Massey, are you going to be found faithful when Jesus comes back? Amen. Will you be faithful today? Will you be faithful tomorrow? Will you be faithful next week? Because Jesus, brother Larry, is a coming, praise God. I'm a looking for Him. I'm expecting Him to come at any minute, praise God, to get us, to take us home, to be with Him. Praise God, we need to be rejoicing in revival in our souls, praise God, in expectation that heaven is just a step, a heartbeat, a breath away. Amen. He said, well, preacher, you're just trying to scare us. Brother Jeff went to a funeral the other day. And while he was at the funeral, people was pulling in parking. A fella pulled up, parallel parked, right there beside where he was, and never got out of the car. Died right there in the car. Died just that quick. He went to a funeral. He wasn't the one that died. He went to a funeral. And Brother Jeff helped get him out and try to resuscitate him, try to save him, but he was gone. Amen? He was gone just that quick. We don't know about tomorrow. We need to be saved. We need to be ready today. Amen? Because we don't know about tomorrow. But we know who holds tomorrow. Amen. And we know who leads today. We know who has power today, to have power to save. It's Christ Jesus, the Savior. And we need to be ready, praise God. We need to be cleaned up, cleaned out, sold out, praise God, ready to go to heaven today. Heaven is a glorious place, young. It's a perfect place. It's a place of peace and joy and happiness. It's a place where there's no more sin. There's no sorrow, no sickness. There's no cemeteries, no graveyard. There's no more Satan. There's no more devil. There's no more wickedness in heaven. Amen. I don't know about you, I'm excited to get there. I see so much around us today. I see so much as trying to compel our children, trying to draw them out and draw them away, trying to destroy their hearts and their mind, trying to drag them off into the pit. But there's a God of heaven, praise God. If we'll just be a companion to the Lord, amen, not be spectators, praise God, but get in and be partakers in what God has for us. I never have been one to sit on the sidelines. I can't. I don't like to watch basketball. I don't like to watch football. I don't even like to watch race car driving. Amen. Now, if you give me a ball, you put me behind a wheel, I'm in. Amen. I've just never been a spectator. Praise God. I want to be part of it. Amen. I'm afraid we've got caught up in the world of entertainment. We've got used to being spectators. I want to say, listen, being a child of God's not a spectator sport. Amen. Being a child of God, praise the Lord, we need to get in there. I know we need to learn. These prophets there to learn. They were to study. They were to get the grasp of God. Hey, but Elisha said, hey, listen, you don't even know all that you're talking about. He said, praise God, there's something it's bigger than we are. We just got to wait. We got to stay with God. We got to stay with the man of God. Stay with the path of God. Amen. And watch as this thing comes all the way to the end. Amen. Praise God. So Elisha said, Elisha just be quiet. He should just pay attention. Learn something from the man of God. Watch and see what's going to take place in a little while. Be watchers of God. Be followers of God. Amen. Praise God. Be able spectators. They was looking from the outside in. Amen. So what is a knowledge of spiritual things if it doesn't make a difference in lives? What's the use of having a knowledge of spiritual things? You can be the most spiritual person in the world. Praise God. If it doesn't change any life, it's for naught. Look at me a minute, church. Every one of you, look at me just a minute. How many souls have you led to the Lord Jesus Christ in your Christian life? Can you count them on two hands? Can you count them on one hand? Could you count them with one finger? Have you ever won a soul to Jesus? Where are we, church? Are we just spectators? We come and we get the knowledge. You say, well, preacher, what do I do with it? We share it. Just tell somebody. Praise God. Live a life. Praise God. They can see Christ in you. The hope of glory. Praise God. The hope of heaven. So that one day, praise God, they can be saved too. Say, listen, I'm saved. I love the Lord Jesus Christ. He saved me by His marvelous grace. He said, I was a sinner, vile and wicked, headed for hell. But Jesus came to where I was. The Holy Spirit of God touched on my heart. And He saved me by His marvelous grace. Brought me up out of the pit, praise God. And put my feet upon a firm foundation of Jesus Christ, my Savior. And that's where I stand. Let me ask you a question this morning. Where do you stand? Amen. Are you upon the firm foundation, Lord Jesus Christ? Are we just still spectating? Amen. Elisha wasn't a spectator. Amen. Elisha was right in the middle of the work of God. And they said, hey, listen. They said, hey, listen. You just be quiet. I don't need to listen to you. I need to follow the man of God. I need to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. I need to follow God Almighty in the path that He had for me. You know where he made that decision? You know where Elisha made his decision? Amen. That day over in the field. When God, the man of God throwed his mantle upon him, and Elisha said, whoa, amen, the Spirit of God moved upon him. He said, hey, listen, this thing's bigger than me. And he made a decision to sell out to God. He took those oxen, he took that gear, and he burned it up, praise God, got rid of it, kissed mama and daddy goodbye, and headed down the road after the man of God. He went out down the road after the things of God. Amen. Elisha said, I'm going to choose a better part. He said, I don't want to miss anything God's got for me. Elisha was a companion. He wasn't a spectator. Amen. He took the good things of God and followed after God to change lives. Amen. So we have companions and we have spectators, but then we also have doers. Amen. Elisha was a doer. Amen. He asked, when he got there and he followed the man of God, and the man of God told him, said, listen, he said, you stay here. And he said, I'll not do it. He said, I'm going to stay with you. I'm going to stay. You know what that meant? That meant that he was going to stay with God. Amen. He said, you know why he was able to do that? Listen to me. You parents and grandparents, look at me just a minute. You know why Elisha done that? Because he had the man of God. He had a person of God that was his focus. I wonder today if we ask ourselves, could our children, our grandchildren, the young people in the church use us as a guide? Could they use your life, praise God, as a guide for their life in following the Lord Jesus Christ? Or would they be disappointed? Or would they become disappointments to God? What about our lives? Amen. Elijah was such an influence on Elisha, praise God. He said, hey, listen, I've got my eyes on the man of God. I'm following the man of God. I'm doing the things of God, and I don't want to quit. Wonder why so many of our people's dropping out. Wonder so many why of our people's quitting and giving up. Why so many of our people is giving in. Because they don't have no examples no more. Amen? They don't have examples to follow. They don't have godly people to watch. Amen. Oh me. Help me, Lord, to be more of a light. Amen to my people. Amen. So we see Elisha, he was there. And he was a doer of the word. Now he said, and Elisha asked him a question that came past when they, verse 9, when they had gone over to Elijah, said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Amen. Elisha said, man of God, I'll tell you what I want you to do if you can at all. He said, when you go out of here, he said, I want a double portion. He said, I don't want a portion of your goods. He said, I don't want a portion of you what you made. He said, praise God. He said, I want a double portion of your spirit, praise God, to be poured out on me. I want the Spirit of God all over me. He said, I want it on me. I want it in me. I want it around me. I want it over me. I want it to cover me. I want your spirit, to the spirit that you have, to consume me. Amen. Amen. He's seen the Spirit of God on Elijah. He's seen the power of God on the men of God. And he said, I want a double portion of what you got. So I think what we do, church, we sell ourselves short when it comes to the Spirit of God. When it comes to our portion of getting in, praise God. Amen. I wouldn't let nobody get in, praise God, more than I would. Amen. I'm competitive. Amen. Me and Miss Tara will fight you Amen. We're competitive. Amen. But praise God. I want to get in full. I want to be all in, praise God. I want to get a double portion. I want the Spirit of God. When it starts moving, praise the Lord, it starts moving over here, or it starts moving over here in the choir over, praise God. I want to get closer to it. Amen. Brother Rex gets up there. He gets excited. Spirit gets moving on. Praise God. I start inching over a little closer. Amen. Why? Because I want a little bit of that too. Praise God. Hey, amen. When he starts oozing out, praise God, I want to be where the glory comes out. And praise God, I want to get some too. Amen. The presence of God, there's power of God. Amen. So he asked for a double portion. And Elijah said, you've asked a hard thing. But he said, nevertheless. Ain't you glad even when you ask hard things, the Lord, He's able to come through. How many times in our lives have we asked hard things? You know, difficult things. Oh, God, they said there's no hope. But Lord, we're just trusting You, Lord, please. And boy, next thing you know, they come back and say, you know what, I don't understand it, Miss Marty. But praise God, your heart's just about almost normal. Amen. He said, I don't know what happened. He said, God, I do. It's Jesus Christ Almighty, the great physician. Praise God. He come through with high expectations. Amen. He said, you've asked a hard thing. And nevertheless, if thou see me when I'm taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. Amen. Know what he did? No, Elijah told him, he said, son, just keep walking with me. Let's just keep talking. Let's just keep walking. Just stay with God. Amen. He said, I can't give you nothing. But he said, if you'll stay with God, He can. Amen. Hey, listen, church, I can't give you nothing. But praise God, if we stay in this thing with God together, praise God, God can bless us all. He can give us a double portion of everything. All His goodness, His mercy, and His love. Pour it out upon us. Amen. Praise God. You see what happened? See what takes place here? He said, Bible says in verse 11, said, it came to pass as they still went on. Amen. He didn't quit. He didn't stay behind. How do you know? Because the Bible says, as they still went on and talked, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire and parted them both asunder, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Amen. He went to his reward. Praise God. And Elijah saw it. And he cried, my father, chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. Now watch this. He hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. But now watch what happens. He picked up the mantle. Amen. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. Now notice something. I was reading this the other night and I thought about this. to what he didn't do. You know what we had done in our lives, our society, Brother Bill? We had got some rocks together and we had made a monument of Elijah. We'd made a monument to Elijah there on the bank of the Jordan. We'd built that thing up. We'd put it up. We'd marked it up so that people would know where Elijah was when God come and got him. That's what we had done, wasn't it? Amen. They didn't build no monument. They didn't build no memorial for Elijah, praise God. Amen. Because we can't live in the past. We can't live on the past. We can't live for the past. Amen. I know a person right now, bless her heart, she's living in the past. Some bad things have happened in the past, and she can't let it go. Amen. When you live for the past is always there. Amen. It doesn't, the past, when you're living in the past, it never changes. Right? When you live in the past, it never changes. That's why the devil always wants to take us, Brother Rex, back to our past. He wants to take us back where we used to be. Amen. I talked to a fellow the other day, and he was telling me about Brother Rex. He said, I'll just be honest with you, I'll tell you what he told me. He said, I didn't like him. He said, I didn't care nothing for him. I said, is that right? He said, yeah, I didn't. He said, I didn't like him at all. I couldn't stand to be around him. I said, well, Rex ain't the man he used to be. He said, no, sir, I like Rex now. He said, I count Rex as a friend. Amen. But he said, I didn't like who he used to be. But see, that's where the devil wants to take us to. The devil wants to encamp us back where we used to be, what we used to do, the things we used to partake in. But Jesus said, praise God, I'll bring you out of that. I'll deliver you from that. See, Elijah didn't live in the past, praise God. He lived in the present, looking to the future, praise the Lord. And he picked up the mantle of God and he pressed on for the Lord. I believe he picked up that mantle. He stood there on the shores of the Jordan, thought about it for a minute. He said, glory to God. Man of God's gone. But he said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Amen. I believe the Lord may have spoke to Elisha there on the banks. He said, I'm right here. Amen. I'm right here. Praise God. Where I've always been, right here with you. Amen. I'll walk with you just like Elijah did. Amen. The Bible said he'll stick closer than a brother. And we see him, praise God. And he said, you just trust in me, praise God, and I'll lead you through here. Amen. The heritage of the past. Amen. We accept that. I can see Elisha, he said, you know what? I know what the past holds. I know the man of God. I knew the things of God. I knew where I used to be, where I come from, where I am, praise God. He said, I'm not going back. He said, I'm pressing forward. Amen. He told the man of God, he said, I want a double portion of your spirit. He said, I want to know, praise God. I'm not going back. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up, praise God. I'm going to stay the fight, stay the course. I've seen what God brought you through, and I know that God can do the same for me. Amen. So Elisha said, the heritage I've been given, I accept it. Amen. I wonder what we do in Youngs. Do we accept the heritage that God has given us? The heritage in these mountains, a godly heritage, a God word heritage that we have today in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we just trust Him, praise God. Trust the living God and the power today that He has. You say, preacher, He's just not as powerful as He used to be. God ain't changed. Amen. If anything changed, it's been you and me. God's still the power, the same power yesterday and forever. He changed, the Bible says He changes not. So we just need to trust the Lord. Why? Because we got problems that we need to solve. Amen. I see Elijah said, there's problems out here. There's issues out here that need to be solved. Amen. He said, there's needs that need to be met. Somebody needs to meet them. Amen. Got a call this morning. They're starting a revival over in Rosman. Amen. Brother L.H. is going to start over there on the 25th. Going to start a revival over there in Rosman. Amen. And praise God, he's wanting us to help him pray about that. He's also going back to the Philippines in December. He wants to help pray about that. Lord laid it on his heart to do these revivals and then go to the Philippines. Why? Because these needs that need to be met. He's a burden on the hearts and minds of people. These souls that need to be saved. Elijah said, I need a double portion because of these things. Because these needs need to be, these souls need to be, these problems that need to be solved. How many of us have problems today? Amen. Somebody's a lying. Hey, ain't a soul in here that don't have a problem. Amen. Every one of us have problems today. If we just admit it, praise God, then we can go to the problem solver. And you know why we don't raise our hand? Because we don't want to admit it. Don't want to admit you got problems, you got difficulties, you got hardships. If we admit that and trust the Lord, praise God, He'd take care of them. Amen. But we can't stop now. We got to keep pressing on until God does. Believing on Him. We got souls to be saved. Just because God's servants may leave here, amen, Elisha, just because the man of God, because God's servants is leaving out of here, don't mean that there isn't still things to do. Amen. I thank God for a godly heritage. I thank God for godly grandparents. Amen. It took us to church. It showed us the right way. That lived it before us. Amen. I had grandparents that lived God Christ-like before me. I have an example. Amen. And we need to be examples, these others coming on. Why? Because we need to trust God for His help. We still need help today. And there's people all around us. There's people in this valley that need help from the Lord. Amen. There is people right here in this valley that's going to die and go to hell lost without God if we don't become what we need to be for the cause of Christ. Amen. You say, preacher, how do we get there? We just can't stop now. We've got to go a little farther and get a little closer. We need to be companions with God. We can't be spectators sitting on the sidelines. Amen. There's enough of those everywhere. But we have to decide that we're just going to get in. And we have to become doers like Elisha. Amen. Elijah, I think he done 14 or 15 miracles, and Elisha done twice as many as Elijah did. You say, what? How did he do that, preacher? He asked for a double portion, and God gave it to him. Amen. He asked for a double portion of the Spirit of God, and God gave it to him. Well, you know why he did? Because he was willing to pick up that mantle. Amen. He took it in the beginning when he was plowing the field, praise God, and when Elijah dropped, he picked her up again, praise God, and he said, I'm going to step into these shoes, and I'm going to try to fill these shoes for the glory of God. I wonder tonight, children, today, what are we doing for the glory of God? Amen. Are we companions of God? Are we walking with God and the people of God? We preached a while back, and we had a discussion on being stepping stones and never a stumbling block. Have we committed that in our hearts to always be a stepping stone and never make anybody stumble? God help us. Help me. Amen. I'd never be a stumbling block to anybody. I want to be that praise God, bring honor and glory to God's name. I want to be a companion with Lord Jesus Christ all the way till He takes me to the house. Amen. This is not our home. We're just Abraham said, we're just pilgrims, sojourners, passing through. We're headed for a city, looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. He lived in tents, tabernacled in the wilderness. Amen. That's what we're doing, just living in tents, tabernacles. Tabernacles of clay while we're waiting on Lord Jesus to come get us and take us home. I want to ask you a question this morning. Are you saved? Do you know that you're saved, that you've been born again? If you was to die today, where would you spend eternity? You say, well, preacher, I'm not really sure. Well, I want to say today, you can know. Amen. You can come and say, Lord, I want you to forgive me of my sins. Come, I want to become a companion of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, I don't want you to make me a spectator. But Lord, I want to come and get in. I want to be a doer for the Lord.